Qantas has announced a shake-up of its leadership team, with two of its senior executives leaving the company. The airline says the CEO of Qantas International, Simon Hickey, and the head of Qantas Domestic, Lyle Strambi, are leaving the company. They'll be replaced by Gareth Evans and Andrew David, respectively, who will work under Group CEO Alan Joyce. The Reserve Bank governor has all but ruled out more interest rate cuts while targeting an Australian dollar of 75 US cents. In a newspaper interview published today, Glenn Stevens says he expects the falling value of commodity exports to drag down the local currency. This time last year, he said he would prefer to see the Australian dollar at 85 US cents. He also said further interest rate cuts would send a negative message about the Australian economy. Over the course of the year, the Australian dollar has come down from highs of around 95 US cents in July to now 82.6 US cents today. The Australian share market failed to make headway despite gains on Wall Street. By the close, the All Ords was down a fifth of a percent, as was the ASX 200 index. Across the region, Japan's Nikkei is up by around 1.5%. Hong Kong's Hang Seng is also edging a little higher. And the Australian dollar has reversed most of yesterday's gains, though it is rebounding from those lows it hit after those comments from the RBA governor.